your coach's favorite or a fan favorite?
Coach's favorite or fan favorite? Probably my coach, because he'll have to be the reason that I get my checks or you know, get on the field. So probably my coach's.
Have more time or more money?
Ooh. Could I have the money that I have now?
Well, more than, yeah, more than what you have now, more time or more money.
Wow. I'm gonna say time. I got a nice stash right now, so I could have a little bit more time. But yeah, I got a nice stash now, so I'll say time.
Would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the most attractive person in the world?
Most attractive. If I was smart, would I be ugly or unattractive?
You have to answer these your own way.
So I don't know.
The smartest person in the world or the most attractive person?
Because I want to be smart, but I still want to be attractive so I can,
you know. You're saying you're attractive now?
Without a doubt. Yeah. One of the most attractive on the team.
No matter how intense things get, it's always nice to see the lighter side and see some of the personality of the players. You know, it's also nice to get a national perspective, and that's just about what we're going to do right now as we send it out to our America's pregame studios at Fox Sports 1 in Los Angeles and check in with Greg Wolf and Ephraim Salaam, guys.
Thanks, Patty. The Texans sitting at 0-2, looking to avoid their first 0-3 start since 2008. To break it all down, I'm with FS1 analyst and former Texan Ephraim Salaam. Ephraim, Houston hosting Jameis Winston and the Bucks on Sunday. Tampa put up 26 points in a win last week. What's the key to slowing them down?
Well, the key is to get after him. We need J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney to really get after the pass rusher. J.J. Watt is one of the, if not the best player in the NFL. We need him to show up. We need to bring his younger buddy, Jadeveon Clowney, to the party, and they need to really put pressure on him. But they also need to stop the run. They've given up over 100 yards a game. They brought Vince Wilfork, and for that reason, to stop the run, they need to do that.
That is a big body. Yeah, he needs
to
work. What's your key for Bill O'Brien's club to get this win on Sunday?
Well, they need to run the ball. They only average about 79 rushing yards a game, and the Texans' offense is built on running the ball. And in essence, that helps the defense stay fresh and stay off the field. If they can't run the ball, then it's too much pressure on Ryan Mallett. So if they can find a way to run the ball through committee, whether Arian Foster is playing this week or not, they still need to rush over 100 yards to take the pressure off the young quarterback.
Texans trying to avoid going 0-3. Patty, back to you.
All right, thanks so much, guys. Time now for our break check. Big stop. And what else could we pick but J.J. Watt's sack of Cam Newton? It was his 7th consecutive game with a sack dating back to Game 13 of last season. That is a franchise record. It was also his 60th career sack, and he is now the 2nd fastest player to get to 60. J.J. did it in 66 games, 2nd only behind his idol, the great Reggie White. All right, time now to check in with our opposing team's conference calls. And for that, we'll listen in on Lovie Smith and Jameis Winston.
J.J. Watt, of course, can keep you up. And he's as good as advertised from anybody that knows football. I like to think that I know football, and he's good as advertised. But there are more guys on the defense than just J.J.
Man, it's an honor, man. You know, he's the best defensive player in the league, man. Probably the best player. You know, it's an honor.
When you watch him on tape, what jumps out at you besides everything?
That's what I'm saying. Everything, man. It's nothing that doesn't jump out at you.
That's a smart rookie, you know. Saying the right thing.
All right, we have to take one final timeout on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll check in with our very own John Harris as he breaks down the upcoming matchup on this week's BMW Telestrator.
And as soon as Jameis, if you look at his eyes, you can see where he's looking. He's looking at this safety right down here, waiting for that safety to move.